This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, as usual, on a Saturday morning. For the next 2 hours, we are here to talk about fishing, hunting, the great outdoors, and whatever you'd like to talk about. We're going to leave the first hour of the show up to you to call, to discuss whatever you want to talk about. If you're headed out, or maybe you've been out on the Chesapeake Bay pursuing those trophy rockfish, I'd like to hear about your successes or perhaps your challenges that you've had as far as catching them. We're hearing good things about striped bass up and down the bay, good catches of great big giant pre-spawn female bass that are being caught, and people are having a good time out there. The numbers are good. The weather has been pretty good. A little chilly out there this morning, but we're hearing some, like I said, some pretty good reports. And if you've been successful, we'd like to hear from you. We're talking about spring turkey season. If you've been out, heard from Frank last week from down in the Easton Trap area and his success up in Western Maryland. How have you been doing? Have you been out? Have you been seeing any birds? Have you been hearing any birds? Have you been, you know, out there every day? What's going on with you? And are you going this morning? So if you are, you ought to be getting there pretty soon. I know you won't. If you're turkey hunting this morning, you won't be listening to much of the show. But that's what we'd like to talk to you about. Are you catching any panfish? Are you catching any perch? Are you catching any trout? Are you catching any crappies? We know you're not catching any crabs because the watermen aren't even catching any crabs. The water's been just tremendously cold, and the harvest is off significantly this year, early on here. But we're waiting and hoping that things improve as water temperatures also improve. So, our phone number for those of you who would like to call and comment is 410-WCBM-680. Numerically, that's 410-922-6680. And we realize you don't dial the phone anymore, so press the buttons that coincide with those numbers, 410-410-9, then press the 2 twice, 922-6, press that twice, 680, 410-922-6680. You ought to write that down and have it by your phone because we are looking forward to your phone calls. Okay. All right. I'm the MC of the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation fundraiser and annual banquet coming up. That's on May 15th in Annapolis, and I'll be glad to send you information on that. I am in the midst of writing a speech. I'm going to also be a speaker at the event. And I've been challenged to do an 8-minute speech on the big picture, which is probably about a, I don't know, maybe a 10-week, 2-hour seminar. But 2 hours per week seminar. But in 8 minutes, I would like maybe you all to help me write the speech. What do we need here in Maryland? I mean, let's look at all the moving parts. We have a great supply of natural resources. We have abundant fish. We have abundant game. We're right on the migration route for waterfowl, so you know, we've got all the water in the world. We've got the bay. We've got the lakes and streams and rivers and ponds. We've got the ocean, you know, the coastal areas there with its access. So we've got the resources. We've got the opportunities. We've got an open fishing season pretty much year-round. We've got we've got rules and regulations, and then we've got laws. What should I tell the assembled sportsmen, lawmakers, and DNR officials that will be in attendance? This is all on me. It's all on me. I got to tell them something. What do you want them to hear? What do you want our lawmakers to hear from you as a hunter or a fisherman? What do you want our DNR officials to hear as a hunter and fisherman? What do you want the members of the sportsman's community that are going to be in attendance? And certainly you're welcome to attend as well. If you'd like information, just, you know, send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Get in touch with me somehow. You can get in touch with me right here through the radio show. If you'd like to go to that event on May 15th in Annapolis, we'd be glad to provide you with information. You get to rub shoulders with, like I said, DNR officials and lawmakers and leaders of the sportsmen's organizations here in Maryland, and I'm sure they would welcome your support. But first of all, you probably want to know who the Maryland Legislative Sportsmen's Foundation is. How many of you think you know? What do you know about the Maryland Legislative Sportsmen's Foundation? Who are they? What do they do? How long have they been around, and what have they done for sportsmen in Maryland? I'd like to find out if you know. So give us a call, 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Think about that. Chew on that a minute. What do you know about the Maryland Legislative Sportsman Foundation? Who are they? What do they do? Okay, too much for you to chew this morning? Well, I hope not. I hope not. What do you want to talk about? Come on. I know there's something out there you're dying to ask. I know there's something out there you're just, I wonder if. Hey, Brian. Should we play Try to Stump the Host today? Huh? Every week we play it, yeah. But what do you think? We should concentrate on people who ask questions to try and stump me. You know, like geese flying a V. Yeah. Why is one arm of the V longer than the other arm of the V? That's a good question, right? That's a good question. So, I mean, you know, we could ask that question, or if we had questions like that, try and stump me. Well, it'd be nice if somebody, somebody called, but, you know, that's all right. All right. Hey, we did have a recreational crabbing, what they call a scoping meeting. And basically what they do is, and this is through fisheries, what fisheries does is they have a brainstorming session and they say, here's the issue. And the issue is recreational crabbing regulations. And they look at it and they go, okay, you got people without a license, you got people with a license. You got a $2 license, you got a $5 license, you got a boat license, you got waterfront property owners. How do we figure out how many crabs these folks are catching? You know, they got hand lines and dip nets, they've got trot lines, they've got collapsible traps. How do we, other than to get them to volunteer to call in or email us, how do we understand how this crabbing thing works? Well, they've decided to have two meetings. Well, what they do is they sit around, they have these brainstorming sessions, and they go, okay, here's what we have on our left hand. Here's what we want on our right hand. We want simplified regulations. We want to be able to figure out and estimate how many crabs are being caught. So we've got this many $2 licenses and this many $5 licenses and this many boat licenses. And if we add all those up together and everybody that went out caught as many crabs as they could possibly catch, this is how many crabs they would catch. How do we keep track of the management part of this whole crabbing, recreational crabbing thing? If we simplified the regulations, if we simplified the gear and the regulations and the licenses and all that, maybe we could get a little better handle on it. We could, instead of factoring all these elements into this, into the management strategy, all these moving parts, maybe we could come up with a streamlined process where we could say, okay, A, B, C, rather than A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, L, L, M, N, O, K, Q, R, and add all that into the equation. Maybe we could just say A, B, and C and come up with a better estimate of the harvest and a better estimate of how to manage that type of thing. Let's talk to our brother Charles in Baltimore. Good morning, Charles. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, you're first.
I wanted to tell you about a cameo part of my life in which I went to see Haile Selassie in Ethiopia.
Yes.
And he was reputed to have two male lions walking around in his palace grounds.
Right.
And he was called the Lion of Judah.
Right.
Ask Jamaicans what they think of him. And he was supposedly a descendant of the Queen of Sheba and Solomon.
He was.
And whenever I traveled the world, and I had these ideas in my head when I was a child, and I knew I would travel the world, and I always carried with me a part of Maryland, and what I had was from the Maryland Historical Society. They had a copy of the Star-Spangled Banner, the authentic copy of it, in which they made a beautiful copy of it, and it only cost $1.50. And you could get a book of the writing of the Star-Spangled Banner. So I carried about a dozen of these copies with me in my luggage in the event that I should meet a celebrity of the world. And I met Haile Selassie in Ethiopia because I wanted to go to his palace. And he fed his horses every morning a basket of grass.
Okay.
And it was carried in, and I asked if I couldn't feed one of the lions with his, his horses with some of the grass.
Right.
And he loved Americans.
Really?
He loved Americans. And he, in fact, went with de Gaulle to the funeral of JFK. And this was all interesting events of my life. In fact, I gave these copies all over the world if I ever had the event to meet a dignitary.
Right.
And to make matters even more interesting, I treated his niece in Baltimore. She came here as a escaping Ethiopia when it became communist,
right,
because Haile Selassie's nephew or somebody in his family went communist and put Haile Selassie in jail and imprisoned him in the palace. I could talk to you for hours about all the things that happened with him.
Well, did you meet one of the lions?
Yes.
You did?
They were very domesticated, and they roamed the palace grounds, and you didn't have to be frightened of them.
Really?
But they were there for protection.
That would be pretty impressive to have a 400-pound lion prowling your estate, wouldn't it? I always thought that would be pretty impressive to walk down the street with one of the large cats, like the Bengal tiger or the African lion, you know, with a little collar around its neck and have him on a lead walking in front of you. I always thought that would be pretty impressive to be able to walk around like that.
Haile Selassie did. That you know, you can't trust the wild animal.
Well, no, of course not.
Was a little frightened in the beginning about being exposed to these lions. But
sure.
They were male lions, and they were huge.
I bet. Wow. Had they been altered in any way?
No, No.
No?
They hadn't been touched.
Really? Huh. All right, brother. Well, Charles, I appreciate your call. You are indeed still the most interesting man.
I thought you'd have fun with that story.
That's a great story. A terrific story. So we appreciate that, sir. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
You take care.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. There goes Charles. Always love to hear his stories. Love to hear Charles' stories. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. I visit my sponsors at least once a month, and I was making the rounds the other day, and I stopped to see Bobby Hawkins down at Linex in Glen Burnie, and I stopped to see Jack Carver over at Linex in Catonsville. I talked to Bill and Mr. Clyde. I talked to at Clyde Sports Shop. I talked to Bud down at Fishbones Bait and Tackle. Yesterday, I had a little problem with a tire, and I was over at W&W Tire and Auto Service, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But when I was at Fishbones, there was a fellow in there that had just caught a nice 40-inch striped bass and was checking it in for a citation, and they were entering it for him into the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And I said, oh, I'll read your name on the radio when it comes out. So it is time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop. Or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center. Prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and even Under Armour. And now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater in the tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check out the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That, again, is www.dnr.maryland.gov. My question is, are you feeling lucky? This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade.
All right, bring it on here. Good morning, Kirk. How are you this morning, brother?
Hanging in there. Tired of whining. I have two questions for you.
All right.
They're only tangentially involved as far as fishing, but
that's all right.
I thought with all the years that you've been in the field and fishing the shorelines, I've always had a thing about encountering a poisonous snake.
Yep.
And I've always, especially with the lab, because he's such a hobo. He's always into something.
Oh, yeah.
There at Loch Raven, we fish the winter time, and when it starts to get warm, we go right over to the boat.
Right.
But the other day, my son gave me a ride around Loch Raven so I could see it again, and the lab got out for a little while and was running around, but we saw a copperhead there years ago. And the only other time I've seen a poisonous snake was a friend of mine has quite a bit of land in Alabama, and a 10-acre lake, and the place was just infested with moccasins.
Right.
And he said they were the best security guard he could have.
Oh, no doubt.
But have you ever encountered any snakes in your time in the field?
Once when I was a kid, copperhead. But let me tell you, I'll tell you a story that you may it sent chills up my spine when I heard it. Dear departed friend of mine from up in Pennsylvania went to our church. Guy ran heavy equipment on a strip mine, and he was an avid fisherman. Went to Canada and you know, but one of his favorite things to do was to fish the water supply source, which is in Pennsylvania, for the city of Cumberland, Maryland. Are you familiar with that?
Not that.
Well, they call it the Cumberland Dam. It's actually two bodies of water called Coon, K-O-O-N, I believe, and Gordon Lakes up there.
I've heard of that.
Okay. Well, his favorite thing to do was bass fish, wet wade, and fish for bass. And, you know, you're fishing, and you'll see a water snake swim by, and, you know, you pretty much don't pay it any attention. And he was fishing and did for years and years and years. And one day somebody said to him, "Aren't you afraid of those snakes?" And he said, "No, they're just water snakes." He said, "You better take a closer look." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Next time you see those snakes, take a look." Sure enough, those snakes that he had fished amongst for years were indeed copperheads using the waters up there. He never set foot in the lake again on foot. Never set foot in the lake again after he learned that. So, yeah, you know, they can be water oriented. They can be not just a water snake. You know, they can be a copperhead that happens to, you know, use that means for getting from one place to the other. And he said he just never gave it a thought that it would have been anything other than a water, you know, the standard northern greater water snake.
So, I watched that show on television of Fatal Attractions, and it says that 5,000 people a year are bitten in the U.S. by poisonous snakes.
Right.
And I think, can there be that many morons? When I would see a water snake, I'd go the other way.
Oh, one of our listeners, Tom, sends me pictures, and the last two pictures he sent me were of northern water snakes over that way. One of them has a fish in its mouth, and I said to him, you know, I've always hated those things. He said, "This one's about a four-footer. That's about as big as they get." Well, I beg to differ. I've seen water snakes, northern water snakes, at least where I used to hang in Pennsylvania, that were every bit of 5 feet, 6 feet long. I mean, big, giant water snakes. On Lake Somerset, they has one of those riprap fronts to the dam, and I'll tell you, the snakes in there were just incredible. It sends chills up my spine. I've actually been bitten by one of those snakes when I was a kid, and it's not fun, but No poison, of course. But
I've read that the northern water snake is extremely aggressive.
They're very aggressive.
He holds his ground, and I've noticed that, so that's why I say I just go the other way.
I don't blame you. Yeah, I would stay away from that. But, you know, there's always that risk. But 5,000 people, that's about 100 per state, isn't it? I'm sure that where there are a higher percentage of poisonous snakes, in the south, southwest and along the bayous in the south, it's probably a little bit higher. But, no thanks. I've actually heard of people who had fished in the south. You know how you land a largemouth bass, you just put your thumb in there and lift them up by the lower lip. Years ago, I heard a story where a guy had caught a nice bass in Florida. He reached in, he grabbed the bass by the lip. Something struck him on the finger, and he looked in, and there was a the head of a water moccasin looking back at him. The bass had just eaten.
So, unbelievable.
Yeah. Friend of our, a young man I know that used to work at Bass Pro Shop was bitten by a copperhead when he worked there. And almost lost his thumb. I mean, he still has the scars. The injury was pretty horrific. I mean, as far as the damage that they can do. So,
as I say, I just always
avoid them.
I go the other way, no matter what it. No matter what it is, I figure that's the best way.
Yep.
The other question I have for you. Now, you're going to think I'm really a doofus, but this has always bugged me, and I should have taken the time to look it up because it does bug me. My family had a place on the Magadie since the 40s. When you stand on the pier, there are times when extreme tide, the tide will go out, they'll beat it to the end of the pier. The tide comes in, it can be over the bulkhead if it's an extreme tide. When the tide goes out, where the hell does it go? Where does it go? I mean, does it go to the mouth of the Mag? Does it go to the mouth of the bay? Where does it go? And then when it comes back,
where does it come from?
From.
Yeah.
So,
well, if you understand how the tides are influenced by the moon phase, it's basically a gravitational pull. So if you think of it as the water rising and falling, like if you took a magnet over the top of metal shavings and moved it back and forth, the water really doesn't go anywhere. It just kind of piles up, and then it fills the void when it comes back in.
Where does it pile?
Well, I mean, it flows with the tide. It flows towards the mouth of the bay, towards the ocean. And when it comes back in, it just fills that void back in. But it's a rising and a falling of the water like I said, it's like a magnet. The gravitational pull is what causes that to happen.
Because I know that further north you go from the equator, the stronger the,
right,
higher the tides.
Yes.
You see some places where the harbors are, there's no water in the harbor.
Nearly dry, yeah. Maine's like that.
And then when it comes in, so I've just always thought, where does it go? Does that water from Mill Creek wind up in Morocco?
It doesn't go quite that far, but whatever's in there tends to mix with the bigger body, and then come back in, and the fish follow that. The progression of life, the little microscopic critters flow with it, and the fish flow with that, and you got the point. So,
and have there been any record fish caught lately?
State records. I don't think there's been anything in the last couple of months, but I'll have to check on that.
Because do you think with the increased pressure that the days of getting big fish are just about gone, that the fishing pressure is such that they're just not going to get to be the size that they used to be? Because I've always been
I don't think about that at all, because we've got plenty of potential for a lot of different state records here in Maryland.
Really?
Sure.
That's a just always.
I don't know about striped bass. Possibly.
Well, there's an example. The pressure is so great on them today.
Yeah.
Can that one swim around and get to be the size that it used to be?
Yeah, I think they can. I think there's a number of species out there that we could look for new state records anytime.
Because I watched that show Wicked Tuna.
Oh yeah.
Just to see those bluefins. I mean, it just sends me. What a great fish! What an absolute great fish! And it's gone down. The stocks have gone down so far.
Yep.
And I think it's a bloody shame that it's that point. You think, well, there's not going to be a record again, because they're getting it from all sides.
Sure.
So it just I think about these big fish, and it just It just makes me, I'm crazy. What the?
That's all right, buddy. It's okay.
It's just the way. So,
all right, man.
I enjoy your show.
Hey, Kirk, I know you do. Thanks for calling. Okay. I appreciate it. Nice hearing from you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. And we got Mike in Pikesville and Drake in Easton. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for holding. How are you?
Okay. How are you, Al?
I'm good, buddy. What's up?
I hate to admit it, but I haven't had any steamed crabs in 4 summers.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that? Too expensive?
Well, no, it's just the way, you know, it's just the way things go.
Yeah, sure.
I've been wanting to get them in the worst way, and I just haven't gotten around to it. So what I wanted to ask you, is there any way with the type of winter we just had that you can make a prediction on maybe what the crab season's going to be like this coming summer?
I think the crab season's going to be late. I think that the crab numbers in the Chesapeake Bay, as predicted, are probably going to be down.
Okay.
But that is never any assurance. Right now, crabs are coming, still coming from the south. They're coming from Louisiana, Texas, North Carolina, and you know, everything in between. They are expensive.
Right.
They're still expensive. They had a terribly cold winter in the south, and the Louisiana market was down. The prediction is probably going to be about the same as last year for prices, but
right.
over the last several years, the prices have been pretty high.
Right.
You know, so yeah. I like to wait till fall to eat crabs because they tend to be bigger, they tend to be fatter, and, you know, they've gone through a couple of sheds and they've gotten to be maximum size, and then I really like the crabs from the lower bay.
Okay, well, that's a good suggestion on your part. Maybe I'll hang in until the fall.
Yeah, hang in there and try and get some crabs from Solomon's or Taylor's Island or somewhere down, you know, down in the southern, mid to southern part of the bay, Crisfield.
It's right.
Always good.
Okay, Alan, thanks a lot.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. See ya.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Not to take anything away from our northern bay crabs. Hey, Drake, how you doing over there in Easton?
Stuart. Yeah, hey.
Thanks for waiting, buddy. How you doing? What's up?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I just wanted to say that I'm a long-time listener.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm not a hunter.
Okay.
Or a fisherman, but I'm a mason, and I work on all the farms in the bigger states.
Right.
All around, so I get to see, and I really get a good feel of what's going on with the deer and the fishing, and it's really neat. I've learned so much listening to you, but I wanted to really motivate me to call because I've been a long time talk radio listener,
right.
All the way back to before Diane Rehm, anyways.
Right.
Is it the gentleman that you just had on is without a doubt one of the most amazing people that you'll ever meet,
Charles? Yes.
And that's what I wanted to say. He lightly touched on the fact that he knew Haile Selassie.
Haile Selassie, yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, hey, trust me. The guy's met Nehru. I think he's met Gandhi, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it's just like,
I mean, he's traveled the world.
Stay tuned, because he's going to one-up himself the next time.
I don't know if
anyway,
he can do that's why I call him the most interesting man in the world.
I caught that. It's like, I get up early and I listen to the show, but I mention a lot about the show to other hunters and stuff. A lot of those guys are already out hunting. They're not even, you know what I mean? A lot of them aren't listening because they're out hunting. I don't know.
I think they're listening. I just think there's I think there's a lot of shy hunters and fishermen out there. They don't understand. We're just having a conversation. It's no big deal. They they'll text and talk to their friends while they're on the boat or in the deer blind.
Sure,
but they won't call me because they you're on the radio. Well, you know what? So
oh,
what?
I know.
Have a conversation. Yeah.
I would rather call you than call, let's say, somebody else, like Lester Consolving or somebody.
Well, though, I wouldn't pick on Les, but
I'm not picking on him. Anyways, it's great.
All right, man.
Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right, bye bye.
Take care. Bye bye. All right. How about that? Hey, you know, when I talk to people about being outdoors and, you know, my yard's a mess, you know, But and I don't have a garden. But you know, maybe when I retire, like my dad did, I'll put a little garden in. He loved to grow vegetables, and he grew weird stuff like kohlrabi, for goodness sake, and he liked it. So hey, if that's what you want to do, do it. But if you enjoy gardening and flowers, I always recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. I was down there the other day, had a nice conversation with Jim. He actually invited me in for lunch, and we talked about the business, and people were just going crazy on the plants and that type of thing. They were, you know, the big farm wagons were filled up with plants, and people were pulling up there, and they have little carts that you can pull your selections to your car with, and the greenhouses, people were running through there, well, walking through there. But the greenhouses are absolutely bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. They've got annuals by the pack or by the flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants and planters and hanging baskets, pansies, impatiens, petunias, vincas, all that good stuff. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Now, Papa John's Farm has all the vegetables for you to plant in your own garden. Tasty tomatoes and squash and watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers and herbs. Papa John's Farm, located off I-97 at exit 12. That's 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right up to the greenhouses and make your selections, or give them a call at 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or for your church. Don't forget Mother's Day. Mother's Day is next Sunday, May 12th. So call 410-969-5909. Why don't you treat all the mothers in your church to a nice flower from Papa John's Farm? I'm sure they'd love that. Papa John's is open every single day. Visit Schillinger Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bed Liner.
If you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 32nd Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Howard Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 3rd, Saturday, May 4th, and Sunday, May 5th. Admission is free. Over 120 exhibitors and artists display paintings and prints, sculptures and carvings, photography and sportsman's collectibles. There's great food, retriever dog demonstrations, and much more. The annual live auction is 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Activity Center. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the Activity Center. Howard E. Grace commemorates the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812 the same weekend. Celebrate the bicentennial by attending the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy Museum on May 3rd, 4th, and 5th with free admission to this family-friendly event. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival.
The following is a paid announcement.
Governor O'Malley wants to enact laws that burden the right of self-defense for the law-abiding citizen. These restrictions will deny rights to those least able to afford them. The governor openly admits he wants to tax a civil right and make it a profit center for Maryland. The governor proposes laws that violate American values. His laws will not target criminals. His laws will only convert the lawful into criminals. The governor's penalties against law-abiding people will cause the loss of jobs, security clearances, and could even stop you from getting a mortgage. The governor's laws will subject active duty service members to prison time if they cannot register their firearms while serving overseas. They will subject young hunters to prison time for possessing common hunting ammunition, and you'll risk prison for not knowing to register a hunting firearm that the state previously approved you to own. Gun control helps no one. This message brought to you by Maryland Citizens. Learn more at MarylandShawIssue.org.
On the next Sean and Frank, Victoria Tensing, an attorney for one of the Benghazi whistleblowers, is our guest. Monday morning, 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
How high is the water, mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past their knees. 3 feet high and rising.
Johnny Cash, how high is the water, mama? So, anyway, back before our callers, and please, you're welcome to call for it, to comment on anything you'd like to hear. People are sending me email messages. The email address to reach me here at the show or anytime, actually, is Ellis, my last name, E-L-L-I-S. At ellisoutdoors.com. That's my website, and that's where you can listen to the podcast of the radio show 24/7, 365. Just go to ellisoutdoors.com and click on the podcast button, and we put the show up there a couple days after we broadcast it here. But we like you to, of course, like us on Facebook, too. The Outdoors and Radio Show has a Facebook page. Ellis Outdoors LLC, that's the umbrella company, has a Facebook page. Maryland Hunting Quarterly, that seems to be our most popular Facebook page. And Maryland Loves Crabs, we also have a Facebook page there. And again, we are hurtling, rushing, coming up the incoming tide on our deadline for Maryland Loves Crabs. If you've got any crabbing pictures of you eating or catching or displaying your crabs, please email them, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And, you know, we love to see those and publish the pictures of our listeners and their kids and everything else. If you do send me a picture of a kid, send me permission to print that picture as well. That's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And if you have like an old, you know, picture from way back when, 50s, 60s, you know, 70s, back in the day, if you want to send me an old picture, that's kind of cool, too. I like to hear that stuff. We've got pictures of crabs with weird claws and different colors and odd stuff that we like to put in there. We have a bunch of little vignettes that we're going to put in there for your listening or for your reading pleasure. And then, of course, that'll all be available here, hopefully, Memorial Day weekend at your favorite crab location. So we love to hear from you on that. And that's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And also on Facebook, too. So we were talking about crabbing. So what they're looking at is all these different licenses. And, they break them down by number. And briefly, you have a resident recreational crabbing license. It's a $5 license for the people buy to go crabbing using a trot line or greater numbers of net rings or collapsible traps and keep one bushel of crabs. $5 license. People who have this license can be easily and cost-effectively surveyed for catch and effort information, but they represent less than half of the people allowed to crab when you buy that $5 resident crabbing license. Now, there's a free crabbing license with your pleasure boat decal. This is issued when you purchase a pleasure boat decal for fishing. The complimentary crabbing portion only licenses the person who buys the boat decal, not everyone in the boat, like the fishing portion of the decal, which is confusing. So that is confusing. There are approximately 43,000 of these issued, but probably only a fraction are used. It's extremely expensive to survey all these people to find out who's crabbing. And then there's the crabbing boat license. This is a license that people buy to license a boat, not a person. It allows one unlicensed individual on that boat to catch a bushel of crabs. It does not license everyone like the fishing boat decal. Confusing. And there's no way for DNR to survey these people to estimate harvest. Then the fourth group are the waterfront property owners. Thousands of waterfront properties on the Chesapeake Bay where two crab pots may be deployed. It's extremely expensive to survey all these people and get a reliable estimate of the harvest. And then there are those people that have no license at all. And there's no way to estimate the harvest by the group of people who do not have a license. So, to give you the breakdown on what all these people are allowed to do and how many bushels of crabs and how many dozen of this or how many dozen of that and the gear, well, it's extremely confusing. So what they're trying to do is they understand how significant the recreational harvest is, and they're asking people to take a voluntary survey. And, of course, they send out crab surveys and things like that. But what they're trying to do with these scoping meetings is introduce some new license design and redesign the license structure, introduce that to the public, and you can, you know, comment on that. There's a public comment period coming up. So the next meeting is shortly. I believe it's May 9th. Let me look here real quick. I'm pretty sure it is. Let me get to the end of this document. Yeah. May 9th at Sailwinds, 3 to 7 in Cambridge. May 9th, Sailwinds in Cambridge. It's at off in the other side of the bridge there from Baltimore here. Just you make a right and go back in there, and you'll see the big complex back in there. 3 to 7. In the afternoon, stop by, get some information, leave your comments, and, May 9th, Sailwinds Park, Cambridge, Maryland, 3 to 7 p.m. Stop by, check out the information, and make your comments. Public comments are going to be open till the end of the month, so there you go. All right, let's see. Oh, I know what I can do. I can tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde said that business is pretty good. Of course, the firearms are still hard to get because of the overwhelming demand for firearms and ammunition. But they're doing the best they can. There's a few firearms coming in. There's more in the gun case than there was. There's, 9mm and 22s and 40s and whatever else you need. Wait is about 2 months for the state police to get the, because of the overwhelming support of people buying handguns here in Maryland. But Clyde's has got them all and ready to go. He's got all the full line of Browning firearms as well, including the 725 Satori sporting gun, which is an over and under shotgun. Great for sporting clays and skeet and trap and all the shotgun sports and upland game, too. There's even a field model for that if you like to hunt doves and, maybe go up to Western Maryland and shoot a grouse or two. The Maxis is also available. That's in Mossy Oak Duck Blind Camo for waterfowl, 3 and 3.5 inch chambers. Power drive gas system reduces recoil. Really a nice gun, nice light shotgun if you like that. But they've got all the gear for trolling for rockfish, too. And all the panfish. I mean, if it's fishing, I said, if anything you need, one or imagine, is there, Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. They've been around since 1957. Their phone number, contact number, is 410-242-6108. The website is www.clydesports.com, two S's in the middle. And don't forget that fishing hotline, 247-FISH, 247-3474.
If you enjoy decoy collecting and great wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 32nd Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 3rd, Saturday, May 4th, and Sunday, May 5th. Admission is free. Over 120 exhibitors and artists display paintings and prints, sculptures and carvings, photography, and sportsman's collectibles. There's great food, retriever dog demonstrations, and much more. The annual live auction is 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Activity Center. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the Activity Center. Havre de Grace commemorates the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812 the same weekend. Celebrate the bicentennial by attending the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy Museum on May 3rd, 4th, and 5th with free admission to this family-friendly event. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739. See you at the Decoy Festival. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
There goes Tommy James. He's going trolling this afternoon. He's going to be dragging the line this morning and this afternoon. Who knows? And here comes the music up for the end of this hour. Next hour, we're going to be joined by Gunner Beal, Mr. Bass, here in Maryland for a couple minutes anyway. We'll talk to Gunner and see what it took to win the Potomac tournament and where he goes from here. So if you like bass fishing, hang with us. Hang in there. And Gunner's a good guy, and we'll talk to him in just a few minutes. So.